All right, I was going through a section of Rav Shechter's Sefer Nefesh HaRav, which he describes Rav Soloveitchik, his Rebbe, and he tells certain things about his learning, his approach to learning and to teaching, and it has the different lessons I think we can draw from it. So he mentions that frequently the Rav would come to the yeshiva on Tuesday, he'd be commuting from Boston, and he would go over and he would say he wanted to change the whole way he had taught the previous week. And he got angry at some meeting and said, how could you let me even say these Dvarim B'Talim that I said the previous week? And he says that we, the Talmidim, were always in awe and fear of the Rav. The Rav was very tough when he would give shiurim. I tell you, Rav Simon says in his shiur that today in America it's different. He quotes, I think, from Rav Henoch Leibowitz, as Rav Simon does. He says, Talmidim in America are like tissue paper, like you can't say anything so tough to them. But the Rav is from the aspect of Zroch Mara B'Talmidim, throw bile at the Talmidim. It was you're tough on them. And he says that hanhag is what he got from his Rebbe, his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that's the way he would behave with the Rav and with Rav Shmuel Soloveitchik, the Rav's brothers, Rav Shmuel Zichron Lebracha. And he said, Rav Shechter says, he heard this from Rav Shmuel, they're very tough. I had some Rebbeim like this, they're very tough, but it seems that the new style is to go very light. This is the way it was done in Europe. You'd beat the Talmidim up, and the best of the brightest then would flourish. But it was only the best and the brightest would make it through. Sometimes he said he would scream and he'd be angry at the Talmidim that they hadn't, looked at the sugya properly, or they hadn't listened to everything that he had said. And he says that in one of the drushes that the Rav gave at a Chagas Smicha, he the Rav said he wasn't going to ask Mechila from the Talmidim that he embarrassed during the Shiur, even though he says Alpidin, a Rebbe is required to do this if his Kavanah is to help the Talmidim, and he wasn't going to ask Mechila from anybody for that. And then he says that the Rav Shechter does, he says that he heard that is the Rav quoted from his father, Ramosha Soloveitchik. He said that they had this Din Torah in Volozhin, a proba for Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was where they were going to appoint him as a Rosh Hashiva. So Rav Chaim was married to the granddaughter of the Netziv. The Netziv was the Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin. So they were giving him this proba, and some people were tining, he's not really appropriate, he's just he's got protexia because he's the married into the Rosh Hashiva's granddaughter, and that's why they're taking him as Rosh Hashiva. So Rav Chaim prepared this whole fancy shiur, and he says that they had many gedolim who were ready to hear the shiur, that's including Rav Lazar Moshe Horowitz, Rav Ezel Charif, Rav Yamir, others, and the sugi was of Eilani in the first parak in Yevamot. And Rav Chaim began the shiur, and he had this beautiful shiur, and then in the middle he realized there was a contradiction from the Rambam in the Peirush HaMishnah, another place elsewhere, and it was a stira. So and even though the listeners didn't know anything about this contradiction, Reb Chaim didn't want to continue on with the shiur, even though he had beautiful Torah to say, because he felt it had been contradicted, and he was chozer barabim, and this shiur was supposed to be his proba. But the Rabbanim decided that since he's an ish emes, a man of truth, and he's willing to this embarrassment to be chozer, and the people didn't realize about the stira, and he went back. So he, Rav Shechter says, his sense was that this story had impacted the Rav very greatly, and that the Rav always took this mida many, many times. He would be constantly shiva to the shiur on the second week and say, skip whatever I said last week, we're going to start over from scratch, and we'll get it right. And the I'll tell you one other story which is similar to this. It's not over here, but this is the story that Rav Simon brings down. This has to do with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So Zichron Levracha obviously was a big posek in Eretz Yisrael in recent years. So he says this is a sefer Hamaor Gadol by Rav Chiya Michal Stern. He says that when they suggested Rav Shlomo Zalman to lead the yeshiva called Torah, so he was called before the hanhalah of the yeshiva, the leadership of the yeshiva, who were gonim and tzaddikim. They wanted to check him out to see where his learning is, how he's doing. So in the discussion, so Rav Yona Martzbach was one of the interviewers. He asked him a kasha in the Gemara, So Rosh Shlomo Zalman answered right away, I don't know the answer. That's what he said. They're checking him out. He said, I don't know the answer to this question. And then afterwards he went home at the end of the day and he was discussing his thoughts with the Rebbetzin, and he says that, you know, I don't think they're going to appoint me because I wasn't able to answer this question. So while he's having the conversation, so like there's a knock on the door, and this is Rabbi Yonah Martzbach is at the door, and he said, had a request, the name of the Hanhala of the Yeshiva. They decided unanimously they wanted him to be the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rabbi Yonah said, you should know that the moment you said, I don't know, I saw in your eyes the Or HaEmes, like the light of truth. He says, even though you knew that this was like the proba, the test, you didn't come up with like, oh, you know, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, like, you know, like baloney explanations to get out of it. He said, I don't know. At that moment, I decided you're the person I want to lead this yeshiva, and then the Talmidim will see you and hopefully learn from you. So then Reb Shlomo Zalman said, he said to Reb Yonah that he had a number of answers he could have given, but he didn't feel like certain of the truth of any one of them, so he felt it's better to say, I don't know. And so that the meat of Emes, that's what got him there. So that was the meat of the Rav with his learning. But it's an important idea. Like today, everybody's like, you know, they have like this, or the other, you know, but the Rav was like just Midas HaEmes, which is what you need for learning. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Rabbi Fandor.